Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of April 2020. Central government has decided to introduce an ordinance to amend the Epidemic Diseases Act, 1897 to make attacks on doctors and healthcare workers a cognizable and non-bailable offence. Bombay High Court has decided that the High Court as well as courts subordinate to it shall not avail summer vacation, if lockdown is lifted after the 3rd of May, 2020 and before the 7th of June, 2020. Karnataka High Court has rejected a petition filed by an agriculturist seeking directions to the state government to screen the migrant labourers who are kept in shelter homes or their temporary dwelling and if tested negative for coronavirus, then drop them to their homes for free, using the state central government transport facility. Karnataka High Court has dismissed a petition filed challenging the order of the Director General and Inspector General of Police, allowing supermarkets to remain open 24/7, to ensure uninterrupted supply of grocery and other essential items to citizens. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the state government to install ventilators in the hospitals which are dedicated to the treatment of COVID-19 patients and do not have any ventilators yet. Kerala High Court has directed the central government to file a statement giving specific details of the financial and medical assistance granted through embassies to Indians stranded in Gulf nations amid the COVID-19 situation. Madhya Pradesh High Court has released an Indore resident, apprehended for lockdown violation, on bail provided that he renders voluntary services for a week to help combat COVID-19. Supreme Court has disposed of a public interest litigation stating that it would not get into the budgetary or financial domain of the centre by directing it to pay basic minimum wages to migrant workers during the lockdown. Supreme Court has asked the centre and the Union Territories to explain why 4G services have not been resumed in the valley to aid health and education sectors during the lockdown by the 27th of April, 2020. Supreme Court has dismissed a public interest litigation seeking exemption for face masks and hand sanitizers from goods and services tax. Supreme Court has disposed of two pleas which sought the evacuation of Indians stranded in the United States of America and Moldova respectively, amid the COVID-19 outbreak, stating that it was not the appropriate time to make such an order. Delhi High Court has ordered that the parents can approach the Directorate of Education if they are aggrieved by any school charging consolidated fees during the lockdown period. The court, however, noted that charging of tuition fee is justified as the same is utilized in paying salaries to the teaching staff and organizing online classes. Bombay High Court has quashed the prosecution of BSR Associates and Deloitte Haskins & Sells, auditors of the Crisis Ridden Ireland FS Financial Services, IFIN. The court has held that the prosecution by the Serious Fraud Investigation Office, SFIO, was unsustainable. Rajasthan High Court has dismissed a plea for financial assistance to lawyers in need, holding that the grant of funds financial assistance to a certain class of persons is a matter of policy that does not warrant judicial interference. Gujarat High Court has disposed of a public interest litigation praying that the 11th of April, 2020 notification of the Food and Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs Department, placing a mandatory requirement of producing Aadhaar card for the purpose of availing free distribution, be set aside, noting that a 2018 state resolution continues to entitle non-NFSAAPL. One family is to free ration and grocery on the basis of 13 documentary proofs of identification. Allahabad High Court has constituted a monitoring committee consisting of various office bearers of the High Court Bar Association to oversee the disbursement of financial assistance to the advocates in need. Allahabad High Court has requested the government to examine viability of law about the status and welfare of advocates clerks, noting the importance of a professional class of the advocates' clerks in the justice delivery system and remarking that their service conditions should be regularized like any other professional service. Karnataka High Court has issued a notification directing all the members of the staff to take a serious note of the advisory issued by it to the judicial officers and the members of the staff of the courts. Kerala High Court has sought to know from the central government if it was possible to grant relaxations for advocates from the lockdown, expressing that functioning of advocates' offices was necessary for securing the fundamental right of access to justice. Ministry of Home Affairs has allowed shops selling electric fans to reopen, revising its guidelines on exempted category. The ministry has also allowed stores selling educational books to operate. Union Home Ministry has directed the West Bengal government to extend cooperation to the Interministerial Central Teams, ICMT, in the state to assess the COVID-19 situation after team members could not make field visits on the 21st of April, 2020. Securities and Exchange Board of India has extended the validity of regulatory nod for launching initial public offer, IPO, and rights issue by 6 months in the wake of coronavirus pandemic.